આપ છો SBS ગુજરાતી સાથે. વિવિધ વિષય પર રસપ્રદ માહિતી મેળવો sbs.com.au/gujarati પર. આપણો સમાજ, આપણી વાતો, SBS ગુજરાતી.
મિત્રો, એક સમય એવો હતો જ્યારે લોકો સહકુટુંબ જમવા બેસતા અને ઉનાળામાં ધાબા પર સૂવા જાય અને આકાશમાં ચાંદ તારા જોવાનું માણે. પણ આજે આપણી વ્યસ્ત જીવનશૈલી અને ટેકનોલોજીની પ્રગતિના લીધે આપણે એટલા વ્યસ્ત થઈ ગયા છે કે આપણી પાસે પરિવાર સાથે શાંતિથી બેસીને 2 મિનિટ વાત કરવાનો સમય પણ નથી. આપણે બધા સાથે જમવા બેસતા જ નથી, અને બેસીએ તો પોતાના મોબાઈલ ફોનમાં સતત જોતા હોઈએ. આપણે આપણા ફેમિલીથી દૂર થઈ રહ્યા છે. ઘરવાળા કરતાં આપણને આપણા ગેજેટ્સ અને સુપરફિશિયલ વસ્તુઓની વધારે ચિંતા રહેતી હોય છે, અને આ કારણે આપણું માનસિક સ્વાસ્થ્ય અને ઘરવાળા સાથેના આપણા સંબંધો બંને પર ગંભીર અસર પડી રહી છે. આપણા મૂળ, આપણી સંસ્કૃતિથી આપણે છૂટા પડી રહ્યા છે. પણ મિત્રો, આપણા મૂળ અને આપણા માનસિક સ્વાસ્થ્યના પાયા આપણા ઘરમાં જ સ્થાપિત થતા હોય છે, અને આપણે પોતાના ઘરમાં જ આ પાયાઓને ફરી મજબૂત કરી શકીએ. આ વિષય પર આપણે આજે વાત કરીશું પ્રખ્યાત મોટિવેશનલ સ્પીકર રાહુલ કપૂર જૈન સાથે. રાહુલ હાલમાં તેમના નવા કાર્યક્રમ ચરણ સ્પર્શ સાથે જૈન ઇન્ટરનેશનલ ટ્રેડ ઓર્ગેનાઇઝેશનના આમંત્રણ પર ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા આવેલા છે. તેઓ 15, 16 અને 17 નવેમ્બરે પર્થ, મેલબર્ન અને સિડનીમાં હશે. ચરણ સ્પર્શના કોન્સેપ્ટને સમજાવતા રાહુલ કહે છે,
Well, Charan Sparsh is a program that I conceptualized about 3.5 years ago. It's the byline of the program is Strong Families Grow Together. Now, this really happened as an output of what happened with my health. I'm 43 now, and about 3.5-4 years back, while I was at the peak of my career, I fell ill. And when I did fall ill, about 17 doctors tried to cure me from different diverse disciplines, but nobody could. And then when I got an access into how the brain functions, and when I could see the deep secrets of my own life, I got to realize this, that I had a broken relationship with myself, and also the fact that I was too far away from my family. So my focus was so much on work and society that I hardly had time for family. And after that, if I had any time left, that time was for me. So when I realized that big mistake, and I turned things around by keeping the focus on myself, which comes from a Shastriya, Indian Shastra say that Swa and Par, the combination is Swa and Par, the focus on self and then the others. And I thought it was self or selfish or self-centered, but when I realized self is you and you need to learn to be at peace with yourself, and then immediately after that, the impact is on the family. And then when you're good at that, your work can, you can thrive in your work and you can do great work in society. And when I learned to do that with myself, I thought that was incredible. My journey of healing myself and having my family around me just did wonders to me. So no doctors, no medicines. It was just magic. And when I learned to define that magic, I could find that there were a few things I was doing right in my life, and which is how I created this concept called Charan Spash, Strong Families Grow Together, with an objective to help people get connected back with themselves and the families. And that's really how the concept started of this amazing journey that I'm now going through across the world.
રાહુલ કહે છે કે ટેકનોલોજીની પ્રગતિથી બાળક અને માતા પિતાના સંબંધોમાં વધુ તણાવ આવી રહ્યા છે.
So what's really happening is it's not just a tool in your hand. There's a lot of complexities that's going on. So we live in two worlds, right? The one world which you see, where you can feel your body, you can touch yourself, and you can experience yourself with people. But then there's another part of our lives, which is experiencing fields, like our energy, vibrations, frequencies. None of us know what's going on there. But the truth is that the moment you have a technology in your hand, let's say mobile phone, or let's say any other tool, let's say you have something happening at home, Wi-Fi, these are all electromagnetic waves that are running or governing these technologies to kind of bring to you some information. Great, I'm a big fan of that. But remember, your body and this universe is also working for energies, electromagnetic energy, gravity, two nuclear powers. Now, all of this has to be in harmony playing with ourselves so that we can live effectively. But when the harmony gets messed up, that's when the body gets messed up first. So that's the first thing. Most of us don't even know what harm we are doing to our body by these amazing gadgets. And how to use them, nobody teaches them, which is the other problem. Second is in terms of time. So technology basically is used by people in isolation. Like you use your mobile phone with yourself, I use it myself. We're trying to connect with the third person. But really what we're doing is people at home who are closest to us, we are far away from there, from them. So our social life is terribly impacted. Now, because we're not spending time with people, then our relationships get impacted. So in reality, what we're doing, Pooja, is we are first harming our body without knowing, of course. And then we are harming our relationship with our own self because there is no filtering of what needs to go into the brain and how much of that needs to go. And third, of course, our relationships. So in all, if we do not understand how to use technology, then I think instead of helping us, it's only going to harm us. And of course, in modern day scenarios, if we're looking at depression, suicide, broken relationships, anxiety, fear, stress, and it's not just a complication of relationships, but it's also because we have no time and no accessibility to ourselves and our loved ones. And well, that's really where we are.
દેશ છોડીને આવેલા પરિવારોમાં જનરેશન સુધી આપણી સંસ્કૃતિ અને આપણી વેલ્યુઝ કઈ રીતે સાચવી રાખવી તેની માટે ટિપ્સ આપતા રાહુલ કહે છે.
How do you ensure this that you still will instill the values in our kids for generations to come? So let me explain to you how this works. I'm going to use two words, dharma and adharma. Normally people think they are words associated with religion. It is not. If you look at 5,000 years back, or let's say even 2,500 years back, when Buddha and Mahavira and others existed, they never propagated any religion. They always spoke about how to live. So if you know how to live in your nature as a human being, your nature is what? Your nature is to be forgiving, to be kind, to be peaceful, to be compassionate. And all these good virtues that when you are exhibiting as a human being, you are in your nature. And therefore, when you're in nature exhibiting those approaches, you are in dharma. And you go opposite of that, anger, greed, frustration, impatience, deceit. All of these are what? These are not your nature. So this is called adharma. So you're out of nature. And as far as you look at passing on the next thing to our kids, it's about this, teaching them what is dharma, what is adharma, what is being in your nature, and what is not being in your nature. And if people can understand that, from there, we can rewire our brains to lead a great life, which is when you know what is dharma by being in your nature, you can have strong values of goodness for yourself. So great, connect with yourself first. When you connect with yourself, when you're at peace with yourself, it's logical, you're going to pass it on to other people through relationships, that's families. And once these two are taken care of, life becomes so peaceful, so easy. And this is how you make complex things simple and simple
બાળ ઉછેર પર ન્યુ એજ પેરેન્ટ્સ ને સલાહ આપતા રાહુલ કહે છે,
પેરેન્ટ્સ, યુ વિલ હેવ ટાઈમ ફોર યોરસેલ્ફ ફર્સ્ટ. યુ વિલ હેવ, યુ ગો ઇન 24 અવર્સ. માય ક્વેશ્ચન ઇઝ, હાઉ મચ ટાઈમ ડુ યુ સ્પેન્ડ વિથ યોરસેલ્ફ ફર્સ્ટ? નાઉ આઈ નો યોર ક્વેશ્ચન ઇઝ ટુ ડુ વિથ પેરેન્ટહુડ, બટ આઈ એમ ટેકિંગ ઇટ ઇન અ સ્લાઇટલી ડિફરન્ટ વે. વી નીડ ટુ ટેક ટાઈમ ઓફ ફોર અવરસેલ્ફ. વી નીડ ટુ ટેક ટાઈમ ટુ ક્લોઝ અવર આઈઝ એન્ડ કનેક્ટ વિથ અવર કોર થ્રૂ મેડિટેશન. We need to take time to read good stuff. We need to take time to exercise and keep our body fit. If we are not going to do these three things, I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's going to impact not just your parenthood, but everything. When your body is paining, it's not at its best, when you don't have new ideas by reading and you do not connect with yourself, you don't know how to breathe, you will always be impatient and angry, and your perceptions are, and your beliefs and your value systems are all going to be messed up. Now, you are raising your children with these filters, these wrong filters, with these weaknesses. You tell me, parents, I don't have to tell you anything at all. When you yourself are not capable or not fulfilled or not at peace, not centered, how can you then take care of your children? So my first advice is take care of yourself, because from you, you're going to be able to take care of the children. That's what I call the swapar. Andar se bahar jaiye. And I think if we can do that, every relationship will be easy. We don't want to be using approaches like anger and dominance and instilling fear, confusing our kids with our own dual thought systems and hypocrisy. If we can just lead a beautiful, simple life and be who we really need to be as good human beings, you will be able to influence your kids like no one else can. And I don't think there's a better, easier, simpler advice than this, Pooja.
તો મિત્રો, આ વિષય પર તમારો શું મત છે? હા, એ વાત સાચી છે કે માનવ જાતે જે ટેકનોલોજીકલ એડવાન્સીસ કર્યા છે તેને આપણે અવગણી નહીં શકીએ. પણ શું આપણે આપણા જીવન પર આ એડવાન્સીસને લીધે થતી અસરને ઓછી કરવાનો પ્રયત્ન પણ ન કરવો જોઈએ? તમે શું માનો છો? અમારા ફેસબુક પેજ SBS ગુજરાતીની મુલાકાત લઈ પેરેન્ટિંગ અને ફેમિલી વેલ્યુઝ પર તમારો અભિપ્રાય આપો.
બનાવો sbs.com.au/ગુજરાતી ને તમારું ઓનલાઈન હોમ. મેળવો તાજા સમાચાર અને ખબરો. આપો તમારો મત અમારા ન્યૂઝ પોલ માં અને અમારો સંપર્ક કરો sbs.com.au/ગુજરાતી.
લાઈક, શેર, કોમેન્ટ કરો. SBS ગુજરાતીને ફેસબુક પર ફોલો કરો.